I am, as we say, is a sci-fi arthouse thriller with horror elements and thriller elements. This was our thesis movie. So I studied in Hamburg at the Hamburg Media School, and we have a collective of four: the screenwriter, the producer, the DP, and I. And yeah, we had a total different script, and then the pandemic came, and we had to rearrange. And so this was kind of came out of an energy of what can we do to tell stories that matter to us. And yeah, it's Noé is 41, a black woman who is hiding in the woods, and on her daily, we are in a world in a near future of Germany. You don't know exactly what time it is. And on one of her daily throws, she finds a lifeless body, like a female lifeless body that looks like a puppet. And she figures out it's an android, and she takes her with her, and then they become have a strange and creepy relationship. That's to not give away too much. That's kind of the
All right, so what will you say is the motivation behind this movie? Did the pandemic have anything to play with rewriting the script, as you said, when you decided, well, let's do this movie at this time?
100%. Also, it was not a rewriting, it was a complete crash, because we had a total other story that had elderly people, like risk people. It had club scenes, it had a huge ensemble, and it was very, very early on where we were like, we're never going to shoot this, so let's find something new. And then there came this pure energy, which I think was artistically emotional valid, because it's like it's a global pandemic. Should we do at this time, being at an art school or being in a doing a film, doing art is such a privilege, and you came across this for another, like on a much more emotional level. Shouldn't we go to the hospital? Shouldn't we do charitable work? Is it what are we really doing to help the world? And then it's much more at stake, I feel. And so for us, it was really important that we tell a story that we feel matter at this particular moment for all of us, that yeah, justifies that we spend this time while a lot of people are suffering. And so it had a lot to do with it. So there was this strength and energy of this is the story we're going to tell. Yes. In the German-speaking countries, there's such a lack of diversity for a long time. You don't see black women in the leads. You don't see black women in roles with racist narratives overall. You most of the time, there's a lack of having three-dimensional characters that don't talk about their skin color or their refugee history or their broken German and stuff. So for us, and especially for me, to just do a story where there's two strong female leads that have in the near future of Germany, and you don't see any white person, and there's no question about it, was very emotional. Yes.
Jerry, you are doing something unique since, as you said, you don't find movies in Germany with strong black leads. What is the message here?
The great thing I think for us as filmmakers is that these behind the scenes thoughts that I told you are not part of the story. So for me as a filmmaker, it's important that we have an inclusive, open industry that doesn't reject different body types, disabled people, transgender people, homosexual people, complex women, black people. So there's such a huge lack of so many bodies that we don't see in the European and especially German film industry. That is something that I want to do as a filmmaker. When you ask me for the message of the story, it's two women talking about value, because there's an android, like an AI, an artificial intelligence that says, why can't I have the same rights as you? And I think this is something that is a question that we ask ourselves as a whole society. At least after Black Lives Matter movement, is the idea of who matters, and aren't we all human? And can we then not open it also to an artificial intelligence? What makes your life have value? And I think that's the biggest conceptual question. But of course, me as a filmmaker, I have a lot of different things that I want to do and that I want to include and that I want to make sure. And I come from acting. I'm an actor since 10 years in Germany, and so I have had a lot of experiences with very limited the range of characters were sometimes very limited or racist or biased, and so I feel this need and urge to change. And I think for me, film has, it's about entertainment, but also it's a reflection of our everyday lives.